to be careful that we don't define truth as God. Amen? Bit of a side note. But what's freedom? What's this all about? We give our lives to Christ. We receive His Spirit. We begin abiding in His Word. And we learn the truth through His Word, through the Bible, right? The Bible, right here. And but then, this freedom thing. We really got to get this one nailed down. Acts 13:39. We're going to rapid fire a few scriptures at you. Through Him, everyone who believes, that's through Jesus, everyone who believes is set free from sin. A justification you are not able to obtain under the law of Moses. Romans 6:22 to 23. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Remember we talked about that last time, being slaves of God? Nobody likes to hear that. Now you do the things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, this is the one we really want to hear. Revelation 21:1-4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither there shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Now we're talking. That's freedom. Praise God. Okay, so freedom. It's an eternal hope, and it's something being worked into my day-to-day. And you know what? I can get with the hope of eternity. I can get with that. But come on. Sometimes life is crushing, and you're telling me God's setting me free? I mean, there are people that think death would taste sweet because life is so painful. How can I say that God's setting you free? That freedom is a day-to-day. It's being worked in. I mean, that's a nice thought, but come on. Really? John 16:33 says, I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I, Jesus, have overcome the world. Matthew 11:28-30 says, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart. And you'll find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small, and they won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we do not look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on the things that can't be seen. For the things that we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Freedom's being worked into our day by day, but sometimes I don't feel it. Sometimes I gotta fight for free before I feel free. Amen? Maybe the devil's telling you today that you're worthless. Oh, you're just worthless. You should just die. Maybe he's whispering that. And you know, the devil's smart. He knows what your past was like. He ratifies it with our past, doesn't he? All the lies that come in, all the intrusive thoughts. You know, maybe you had a mom and a dad that split up and you took that upon yourself as it was your fault. And so the devil now has a ratification that you're worthless. Your parents split up because of you. And you believe it. And you walk around with that guilt and that shame. But the Bible says, Psalms 139:14, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And you see, we have to get to know the truth. We have to open it up. We have to live it and read it. And we can't just have it up here. It's got to be revelation in here. I got to know the truth. Sometimes I got to fight for free before I can get free, before I feel free. Sometimes there's several prison cells I got to unlock myself out of before I'm free. It's a fight, y'all. It ain't always just handed to you on a platter. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some people get their freedom and it's just bam, delivered, healed, set free. But that doesn't mean that's the only thing they need freeing from. Amen? And sometimes you got to fight for free, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's a fight. Sometimes it's a battle. Let's look at John 8:31-32 again. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word and you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That's our flagship verse tonight. The truth will set you free. Hallelujah. But you've got to believe it. You've got to fight for it. You've got to come against the intrusive thoughts with the truth of God. I want to give this to you. This is really, I want you to take this home tonight. Freedom is not the absence of the storm in your life, but the revelation of who is on the boat with you. Amen? I think that's a slide. I think it is. It might be. Is it a slide, Victoria? Next one, maybe? I want us to really get this tonight, okay? Yeah, there it is. Amen. Take a picture of it. Put that in your notebook. Freedom is not the absence of the storm in your life, but the revelation of who's on the boat with you. The revelation of who goes with me. I might have to go through the valley, but someone's going with me. Christ is with me. Amen? The hope of glory inside of me. Okay, one more rapid fire scriptures. We're going to go. Let's go, Victoria. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Romans 8:31. What can we say about all of this? If God is for us, finish it off. Come on. Who can be against us? Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Man, now we're talking. Thank you, Jesus. When I know who's in my boat, when I know who is with me, when I know who is for me, then what can stand against me? Yes, we're going to go through trials. Yes, we're going to face difficulties. But I face it with a risen Savior. Hallelujah. You know what? My circumstances, sometimes they don't change. But my posture can change. When I declare God's word, I might be going through the thick of it. But I got peace that passes understanding. I might have the worst news, the worst diagnosis. And I should be crushed. But rather than be crushed, I might be bruised. But I'm getting back up. Because my God goes with me. I have a hope in Christ. Hallelujah. And you know, we should always pray for freedom. Come on, when the second I feel a cold coming on, I'm like, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to get this cold. Oh, come on, I'm Pentecostal. I got some Pentecostal in me. I'm going to kick that cold to the curb in Jesus' name. Praise God. I'm going to fight for freedom. I'm not going to take no cold. And you know what? Sometimes I get the cold anyways. And you know what? I'm not going to curse God for it. I probably touched the wrong door handle and then licked my face or whatever, you know, licked my hand. I don't know what I did. But, you know, it got from here to here and bam, I got a cold. You know, sometimes we like to over-spiritualize it, don't we? Sometimes we like to give the devil too much credit. You know, man, my finances are so bad. The devil's attacking me. Well, if you stop spending so much on Amazon, your finances will be okay, man. Come on. God, have mercy. God, heal my body. Jesus, heal my body. And Jesus is like, listen, I'll heal your body when you get eaten properly. Just quit eating McDonald's all the time. Quit eating like it's 1999. You don't got no time anymore. Your body can't do it anymore. You're crying out to me for healing, and yet you got to heal yourself. Come on. Come on. You don't want to hear this tonight, do you? It's truth, though. It's the truth. But we should always pray for freedom. Amen? We should always pray for the healing. Don't lose hope. That's what hope is about. God, heal me. God, touch me. You're the miracle worker, God. You can do it. Jesus. God, set me free from this addiction. I don't want this to be my front door anymore. I want to look at you in the morning, Jesus. We should always pray with hope. Jesus did. He went to Gethsemane, yeah, something like that. He went to the garden before he was going to be crucified. And you know what he prayed? If this cup can pass from me, God, take it away. Man, he was straight up. I don't want to go through this. Gee, God, take this away from me, please. I don't want to suffer this. But this is the key. He said, nevertheless, your will be done. Man, that's tough. I wrote a song. I don't know the words to the song. They sing it here sometimes. I forgot the words, but it's it's like, oh, shepherd, have your way in your time, in your place, something, have your will. Yeah, it came out of a time where God was calling me to surrender, to lay down, and I didn't want to. But he was developing in me this heart that said, oh, shepherd, oh, God, have your way. Have your will over mine. Nevertheless, your will be done. Yes. And I tell you, God has used that against me so many times. You know, I'll be going through something, and then I'll just hear it in my head. Oh, shepherd. Come on. Because sometimes I just want to tell God what I want. I want to come before the throne boldly. But sometimes I go arrogantly. Sometimes I march up to heaven and I got this. I'll go tell God what I'm going to get in Jesus' name. I got my swag. God's my friend. He is your friend. But he's your master before he's your friend. And we ought not to come before God's throne in arrogance. Amen. And I'm not saying that we do. That when we cry out for healing or freedom. I'm not saying that. Talk about me. I got problems, y'all. But we should always pray for that freedom. We should always have that hope. But when we pray, God set me free, God heal me. When we bring our requests to the Lord and we come boldly because he's God, okay? He's the creator of the universe. He's saying, come to me. Well, we read in Matthew 11:28 that he's humble. He says, let me teach you because I'm humble. I might be the God of the universe. I might be your master, but I want to be your father too. I'm going to treat you like a father. I'm going to commune with you like a friend. But I need you to know me as the master. And you'll experience me as your father, as your friend.